where Westport comes for news and talk. The Lisa Wexler Show, now on Southern Connecticut's news and information leader, WICC 600.
And welcome back to the show. Over the weekend, big article about how award-winning, talented performer Laura Osnes, who I saw as Cinderella on Broadway, and I also saw in her little wonderful act at 54 Below right before COVID began. She and Tony Yazbek have done a dual thing, and she was scheduled to appear in a big gala called Crazy for You at the Guildhall in East Hampton on Sunday, August 29th. But according to this, she was fired for refusing to get vaccinated or to submit to a COVID-19 test because all performers and staff members are required to either be vaccinated or submit to tests at the Guildhall. And so joining us right now is somebody who has a very big stake and impact in the world of Broadway and Broadway policy, Wendy Federman, multiple Tony Award-winning producer. Wendy, welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show, Wendy.
Pleasure being on with you, Lisa, as always.
So, Wendy, let me just read you a little bit from this article. It says, Osnes, who once described herself as being a Christian conservative, reportedly said she doesn't trust the vaccine. And the issue was first reportedly brought up by her co-star, Tony Yazbek, who said he has two children and they are unable to get vaccinated. He worried for them and he didn't want to be in a position to be passing anything to them. So, Wendy Federman, you're very active in what's going on right now. You've got a stake in all of this in terms of audiences and performers getting back to normal. What are your thoughts on what happened with Laura Osnes? Should she have been fired?
Well, first of all, just to understand that for Broadway right now, so I judge everything on the big scale, which, of course, is Broadway. In order to see a Broadway show, and this is regulation through October 31st, you must show proof of double vaccination. And, of course, in the theaters, you're wearing a mask. I believe there are exceptions, with immunocompromised people and with children under 12. But anyone going to a show, their show themselves will tell them what they would need to show or explain before walking in a theater. I personally went to the first performance of the first show in not Bruce Springsteen, who we love, but that's not a Broadway show, but there's a play called Passover that opened at the August Wilson Theater. I'm not involved with it. It's a very thoughtful, good play, but it was the first night of being back in a theater with an audience at a real Broadway production. Everybody showed their card or their pass or their proof. Everybody kept their mask on, and Lisa, it was like being home. And I felt safe. We all felt safe. It was weeks ago. I have tested for other reasons. I'm fine. I will tell you, in your audience, when Broadway really reopens in September, you will be safe because everybody working in there, front stage, backstage, is vaccinated. This is something that is important in our community because, of course, live entertainment and theater was so devastated and still is by what happened with this pandemic, being this airborne disease. And I know Laura. I was a producer on Cinderella. She's wonderful. She's lovely. I've seen her many times out at the Kennedy Center and in her performances. I cannot blame the Guildhall for what they did at all. It was appropriate because they're asking all of their other employees. Again, I'm sure not only the actors, but anybody working there, handing out a program. So I think for Laura, listen, everyone's entitled to make their own decision of what's right for them. I disagree with her because of the science. I think it's wrong. However, it is her decision. But I guess for her or anybody that makes that decision, whether in the entertainment industry or any industry, which is now saying teachers, federal employees, you've got to be vaccinated. You're going to have to think about your future employment. And
so if you were the producer on that, and you had Laura Osnes or anybody else say,
they had no choice. Okay. Well, Broadway, okay. It's mandated. Broadway, off Broadway. So if we look at our wonderful, you've got wonderful theaters up in Connecticut. The Hamptons, you've got the Bay Street Guild, you've got Bucks County. I mean, and a lot of these theaters are theaters. For Broadway shows. But again, it's not just the fact that it's going to Broadway or not. Look at what your people are doing together. You're dancing together. You're talking to each other on top of each other. Maybe you have a kiss or a very intimate scene together. You're protecting your fellow your fellow human. So, you know, it's just totally understandable. And again, this was not just, oh, picking one person out. This was mandating it for everybody that works there. I mean, obviously, it'll be interesting to see what happens in the restaurants in New York City, which I honestly, again, for indoor eating, I believe it's going to really be put in force more into September. I think it's really important. Personally, I think it's important because, you know, my husband's a doctor. You know what I do. So I have seen it yes. on all sides how important it is. And I'm organic. I'm homeopathic, all of the above. Was never a big antibiotic medical person. I couldn't get that vaccine fast enough. And if they say we need boosters,
too.
I'm happy to get it.
Me
but
too.
We need to protect, you know, we are protecting the people in our industry. We are protecting our industry. So I think 100% the correct thing was done. And again, Laura and anybody else who has belief systems, they are entitled to them. But employers are entitled to say, you know, live long and prosper, but not in my restaurant, my business, my show. And it's again, it's in businesses as well. I mean, if you work in a medical office, if you work in so many places, think about it. You have to not only protect your employees, but you have to protect the people that come in. And until we get past this issue with this Delta variant, where, and I'm sure you know people where there have been some breakthrough cases. I know that I do.
Yes,
and, but thank
yes.
God,
my father-in-law, Wendy, my father-in-law, okay. my father-in-law
oh, God,
in Sarasota.
But thank God
he's got COVID,
but he
definitely
okay.
got vaccinated.
He's not,
he is okay.
Right, but
he is okay. He had a very mild case, no fever, and he is okay, but he still has to be quarantined. And I have to tell you, Wendy, this is really terrible what went on there. They live in an independent kind of facility, but it's part of a senior place. And
right. And
this is really terrible because he had COVID. My mother-in-law, who's 88 with him, is the only person allowed with him, and he needed some help at night, and he's not getting it because they won't go in to help him, even with a mask, which is crazy to me. So she's the one that has to help him at night, and we're just praying that he doesn't fall because that's why he needed the help to begin with. And he got it from unvaccinated help.
Thank you. So here's the issue, Lisa. You know, who do we, and I hate to use the word blame because, again, we've been through so much and we really all want to heal emotionally and respect each other. But again, it's because of unvaccinated people, the people that did their due diligence, people that got vaccinated, got their vaccines. So how should we not say to people, well, we're going to do a dance number together and be really close to each other backstage and sweat, or we're going to be in a medical office and we're going to be preparing your food or handing you your food. And we did what we were supposed to do. We did our civic responsibility. I think it's appropriate. And again, whether it doesn't matter, you know, it was the employer mandated it, whether it was a show, a production, a restaurant, a business, a medical center, a school. I think if the mandate is you have to be vaccinated to be here. But I'm telling your audience, please come see a Broadway show. It's fabulous. You will be safe. I had to go to an event out in the Southern California. Of course, I was double masked and all of that. I was fine. But you're safer in a Broadway theater than you are in an airplane. You're safer in a Broadway theater right now than you might be in some indoor restaurants, because everybody must show their vaccination or some sort of negative proof pending if they're immunocompromised. And the mask stays on, and you will be entertained and have a wonderful time, Lisa.
And so what about like the School of Rock or the Lion King or the Disney lineups that typically attract a lot of kids in the audience? If the kids cannot
be really honest with you, I don't.
Yeah.
None of my personal shows particularly are family oriented. I am sure that for the producers of Wicked, that the producers of Lion King, let's say, I am sure that they are telling their audience, the people that are buying tickets, I'm sure they're letting them know what they need to do to be safe. Maybe I don't know. I don't want to speak out of turn because, again, almost all of my shows, well, maybe under 12 can come, but that's not the bulk of our audience. You know, I'm sure that everybody's being given appropriate instructions on here's how we want to do it safely. We want our audiences to be safe because we want you to come back again, and we want you to tell your friends, I went, I loved it, and it was safe. You know, you're getting the best entertainment in the world. I tell everybody, especially in that situation, Lisa, go on the website of the show. If you really think you want to take your children under 12, not vaccinated, and you want to see Lion King or See It Again or Wicked or one of those wonderful shows that, does cater to a younger audience, read the protocol on the show. I'm telling you, whether whomever you buy your tickets from, you're going to you will get emails before you go giving you exact instructions of, you know, be prepared, you know, be prepared to show us your card, make sure you have a mask, .. You will be, and you're going to get a few of those emails before curtain time, because we want to be sure that everybody, and I'll tell you, even the show that I went to, which was the first night of a return of a Broadway show, it went pretty smoothly. You know, everybody, you know, we were online, we walked in, everybody showed what they needed to, and that was it. You went in, got checked, went to your seat, done. And I had different friends there sitting in different parts of the theater, and everybody reported that everybody kept their mask on. There were not any
incidents. Let me ask you this, Wendy. We're chatting with Wendy Federman. Did any of the Broadway houses institute any kind of different ventilation system since the beginning of COVID?
Yes, I believe they've all, everyone's put in, forgive me, I'm not on the science side of this, I think it's called the HEPA 13, or they've put in the, they have put in the appropriate ventilation system. So the answer to that is yes.
So that's good.
But
that's
everything
good.
Again, extra, the extra going the extra limit of fully vaccinated and mask wearing. So every possible protective level has been put in to make sure, again, that not only our actors, our backstage, our box office, the person that hands you the playbill, but our audiences can go in there and put their mind at ease and have the full enjoyment and the energy of enjoying a Broadway show. My first show reopened September 2nd, Hadestown. We got our Ain't Too Proud.
I've
October.
Never seen it, Wendy. Wendy, I want to see it. I want to see it.
Hadestown is so good. Well, we won 8 million, so of course we're wonderful. But we're back, and it's fabulous. And I'm knocking on some wood over here, selling really well. And, you know, come see a you will be safe. You will be safe in a Broadway theater, and a lot of the restaurants in the area have opened and are reopening and can use your support, and they're wonderful. And there's nothing like a Broadway show, and it's time to support them. And again, you know, a lot of our performers go from Broadway to the regionals and back and forth, which is, again, why you can understand why, if it's mandated that Broadway performers, I think TV and film is also mandating that, you know, that the actors be vaccinated. So it's very difficult for these performers to work with other performers that are not vaccinated. And then again, of course, on top of that, if the boss says, if your producers, if your establishment, if your theater owner says you can't work here if you're not vaccinated, then that's it. There's no choice. And it's way more than the entertainment industry. Again, personally, I think it's appropriate. I saw my industry devastated. So I think it's I personally think it's appropriate. But everybody, it's a free country, thank God. And we all have the right to do what we have to do, all knowing that we take a consequence or for what it is that our choice might be at that moment. And again, this like even for Broadway, it's going to be reevaluated before October 31st. Right now, the mask wearing and all of this and the vaccine, but everyone will look at the science a few weeks before then, and if it needs to be continued a few more months, then it will be. Personally, I have no problem with it. I think I'll wear a mask on an airplane from now on, no matter what.
Yeah,
I'm knocking on wood because I haven't gotten a cold. I mean, we've had other issues, but I haven't gotten a cold in the last 17 months.
Right.
Almost every time I came off one of my longer, my LA or London flights, I had something. Thank goodness this time.
Right.
I snuck a little bit of food under my mask, but that was it. Nothing. I was fine. I'm keeping that mask on.
Right. I think you and a lot of other people, Wendy. I do.
You know what? Why not? Why not? Because it's what embarrassing. Everybody, you know, who cares? You know, really, who cares? We're keeping ourselves healthy, our families healthy, and especially until we get young children. You and I don't have young ones, but gosh, if I did or if I had grandchildren, I'd be going out of my way to make sure that I wasn't around anybody that was not protected, that was not vaccinated, or protecting them to the best possible. So I can understand, again, somebody not wanting to be in a position where they could transmit, you know, they could be a transmit to their children or older, if they their parents, the elderly. Because even if they're double vaxxed and have a breakthrough case, why do we want to put our older population at risk again? You know, it's
That's
just,
true.
Again, I've lived my life organic and very, very, not really a medicine person, but this is different. I mean, think you and I weren't around, but I'm sure back in the days when polio shot came out, I'm sure the ones that didn't take it regretted it. And how many stories are we reading, sadly, of people that were so against it that on their last breaths are saying, I wish I would have taken the shot.
Thank you again. I
adore Laura. She's talented. She's a sweetheart. Her husband's lovely. I wish her all best. I don't know whether or not she'll rethink, or other performers or people in the entertainment industry will rethink it. But certainly until we get past the next 3, 6 months, year, till we are really past this situation, these rules are going to be in. And thank God we have it for Broadway, because I can say to you as my friend and to listeners, you're safe in a Broadway house. We have gone out of our way to make sure that when you walk in that door, you are protected and safe, and we want you there. We need you there, and we want you there, and you're going to get the best entertainment in the world. There is nothing like a Broadway show.
Thanks so much. Wendy Fetterman, Tony Award-winning producer on Broadway, on what's going on Broadway, and we're going to be keeping tabs, and we'll go back to our normal Broadway reviews in the fall, because I'll be going to all these shows. Thanks, Wendy. Thanks for coming on the show today.
My pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Tony Award,
we'll be right back.
September 26th.
You bet. Okay. We'll be right back with more of the Lisa Wexler Show coming up.